Not my fault. This wasn't supposed to be this way. I need you to understand that none of this is my fault. Heck, it's not even yours. It's theirs. If they had just told me about all the changes about to happen, then maybe I could have prepared better. But they didn't. They lied. And now it's you that has to pay the price. You look so cute and unassuming in your crib, sleeping in the moonlight. This used to be my crib, you know. But I got too big, and I needed a big girl bed. Maybe that's why Mom and Dad wanted you, because they hated to see an empty crib. Oh, I hate this. I hate that it has come to this. I was so excited when Dad said another baby was coming. Well, not that excited. Not at first anyway. I was mostly confused. Why did Mom and Dad even need another baby? Wasn't I enough? Was I just getting too big too fast? I know an empty crib is sad to look at, but that's no reason to just rush out and order another baby. But then Dad started telling me all the fun things that we'd get to do. All the games that we get to play, like tag and hide and seek and keepy uppy. And the tea parties. The idea that I'd have a new guest at the table. I love Miss Smarty Pants and Mr. Quackerbill, but talking to them can get so boring. To have a new little sister to help pour the tea and serve cookies? What an amazing gift. And of course you were going to be a baby sister. I mean, even Auntie Twiley said so. I heard her talking to Mom about it while I was sneaking cookies during nap time, and she used a whole lot of words that I didn't understand, like statistical improbability and strength of the alicorn gene in regards to the Y chromosome. Whatever any of that means. They made you a nursery, which used to be my nursery, up in all pinks and yellows and violets. And for all the long, long months when I waited for you to get here, I would just sit there and look at the walls and think about all the fun that we'd have. I'd get to teach you how to fly and to teleport and all the other fun things. I'd be the best big sister ever, just like Dad told me. And gosh, you took so long to get here. Mom got so worried that she started eating more. I mean, she really got fat. He was never far from her, even when we were playing, and I got a little irritated when he had to run off to go check on her to get something, but it was okay. It was temporary. Soon you'd get here and everything could get back to normal. And then you finally got here. I wasn't even here when your train arrived. Or was it an airship? Mom and Dad said different things. I was staying with Auntie Twiley and having a great time playing with Pound Cake and Pumpkin Cake. To tell you the truth, I almost forgot that you were on the way. But then Auntie Twiley found me and hugged me and kissed me and she was laughing, so I started laughing, and then she told me that I had a baby brother. What? How did this happen? You were supposed to be a filly like me. I must have misheard her, that's all. I kept telling myself that the whole time Auntie Twiley packed up my things and winked us back home to the Crystal Empire. I wanted to see Mom, but Grandma and Pop-Pop were there, and they told me that Mom and Dad were making sure that the new baby was okay. And then I saw Dad first. He looked so tired, but really happy too. He hugged me and kissed me and spun me around the room. He told me that my baby brother was the cutest thing that he'd seen since I was born. Baby brother. So I hadn't misheard. It was true. Something terrible had happened, and you were a colt. And don't get me wrong, I like colts. Pound Cake is a colt and he's great, but I wanted a sister. I spent all this time getting ready for my baby sister. Baby brothers can't have tea parties. It's like a rule. Pound Cake never joins me in Pumpkin's tea parties. And I started crying. I told Dad that I wanted to see Mom and he took me into the bedroom and she was there in bed. If Dad looked tired, then Mom looked exhausted. She smiled at me and held out the bundle that she was holding. And you were there. Dad was right. You were cute. You made little cooing noises while you slept, and I suddenly wasn't so sad anymore. Sure, you couldn't join in the tea parties, but we could still play. And you were still an alicorn, so I could still teach you all the fun magical stuff. Mom asked if I wanted to hold you, and I said yes. You were so little and so light. You opened your eyes, and I laughed at how big your eyes were. But you didn't laugh with me. You didn't even smile. You just cried. You cried and cried and cried and cried. You cried until Mom took you back, and by then, I was crying too. Mom and Dad told me it was okay, you were new and were scared easily, but I knew the truth. You hated me from the start. As the weeks went by, you didn't even give me the chance to change your mind. Every time Mom asked me if I wanted to hold you, I'd say yes. Not because I wanted to, but because I wanted you to understand that I was trying to make the best of a bad situation. We were stuck together, right? Might as well find some common ground. But every time I held you, you just started crying again. And that wasn't even the worst part. You couldn't play at all. Dad used to tell me stories of when I was born and I flew all around the castle and played all sorts of games, but you? You can't fly yet. You can barely roll or crawl. You just lay there and cry until Mom or Dad picks you up. And don't think I haven't noticed that you cry that much louder when they're doing something with me. And that's the worst thing.
You've taken my mom and dad from me. Now, not a day goes by that I hear, "Sorry, Flurry, the baby needs me," or, "Mommy can't play right now, sweetie, the baby kept me up all night." You either take all their attention, or you tire them out so badly that they can barely remember to pay any attention to me at all. It's not fair. None of this is right. You were supposed to be this amazing thing, but you've turned out to be the worst thing that's ever happened to me. I know you hate me, but that's okay. Because I hate you too. But all of that? That's okay. Because I know what I need to do. There was obviously some mix-up at whatever factory they make babies in, and all I have to do is send you back. Then they'll realize they're mistaken, send my baby sister here. She's probably still there all alone and sad, but soon she'll be here, where she belongs. As for you, I'm sure you've got a family out there just as whiny and attention-stealing as you are. I've been practicing this spell on my toys. So far, I've been able to send them all across the castle, so sending you back to where you came from shouldn't be that much harder. Just have to concentrate. I can feel the magic building in my horn, and I can see the light growing and spreading, illuminating you. Oh no, the light's too bright and I've woken you up. You're just staring up at me with those big eyes, and now you're just gonna start crying and mom and dad will come running and... No, I just have to cast the spell. Just have to...
Wait, you weren't crying. You're smiling at me. You've never smiled at me before. It's a nice smile. And now you're reaching for me. You want me to pick you up? Okay. I'll just... There. You're still so light, and you still haven't started crying. You're still just smiling at me. Is it the light? Do you like it? I can do all kinds of cool stuff with it. I can show you tomorrow if you want. In fact, I bet you can... Hey, your horn!
Are you trying to copy me? Oh, it's so cute.
Come on, you can do it. Oh, that's just a big yawn.
Yeah, it takes a lot of concentration at first, but it gets easier.
Going back to sleep? Okay, I'll just put you back down and...
Oh no, don't start crying now. I can't just stay here and hold you.
Unless... Well, I am a bit too big for it now, but... It's not the worst thing in the world. And you are really snuggly. I see you closing your eyes. Want me to sing you a song? It's a song Mom used to sing to me when I was your size. I'll just lay here with you for a bit. Don't think too much about it if I fall asleep holding you, you're just very comfy. Yeah, definitely falling asleep right now. But that's okay. Good night, baby brother. I'll send you away tomorrow. Maybe.
This was adorably sweet and very freaking unique. It seems like something that could actually happen to Flurry Heart, and the feelings that she conveyed are very believable. Just good to see that she ain't gonna throw him out. Now let's get on to our blessed donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, JTinMan, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing, Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Stu Hex, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScyther9852, Alton Norman, Stephen Bingham, LineGod12, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.